I'd like to welcome all of you online and physically present here. Those who are participating in the glorification of Bhagavatam are the most fortunate soul in this creation right now, according to Sukhdev Goswami. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhari Jashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Oh, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva,
Guru Deva,
Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jayam Vishnu Paramahanswari Prajika Charja Ashtu Parashata Sisimat Srila Bhai Charna Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charya Ashtu Tarasata Sri Simat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishna Brinda Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Vedas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Maya Purnavadi Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Alachua Niramaneti Dham Ki Jai. Samavata Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Class Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja Ki Jai. Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Krishna Balaram Gornita Shubha Darshanati Ki Jai. Nitai Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 19th chapter, entitled by Srila Prabhupada, The Appearance of Sukadev Goswami. And today verse is 31. Because of our consciousness cannot perceive the Lord in every pages of Bhagavatam, so we pray to Lord Vasudev, form of Krishna, who is the predominating deity of all consciousness. Then by their mercy, divine couple's mercy, we will be able to see their presence in the Bhagavatam. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirae Nasta Praesu Bhadresu Nittam Bhagavato Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. So today's sloka 31, this is a wonderful chapter. To progress in bhakti or in Krishna consciousness, we have to begin somewhere, like Dhruva Maharaj started with full of desire. Where did he end up with? Selfless service. So wherever we are, it doesn't matter whether we get cursed or suffering or happy or not happy, whatever condition we are, we have to have a starting point but ends with selfless sacrifice. And this chapter promotes this view. So with that mood, we can see where Parikshit Maharaj, he contemplated, reflected, before even news came, the bad news. If we cannot contemplate or reflect, we cannot acknowledge that something wrong I am doing in this life. And if we cannot regret, if we cannot acknowledge, there is no regression, not possible. And if we cannot regret, there is no repentance. And if there is no repentance, then where is the question of rectification or correction? And without rectification, there is no liberation, according to Srila Prabhupada. And then liberation actually, of course, it comes through purification and the consciousness transformation and then ultimately satisfaction. So this is what happening to Parikshit Maharaj happened, and we can take full advantage of, maybe not all of you, but for me, I can take full advantage of this view. So before I beginning, I pray to all my senior spiritual mentors, Shesha Prabhu, Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu, Mother Madhumati, all of you, please bless me and pray for me so I can say something to purify my own heart that can benefit everyone. So with that note, we are going to recite these verses. Prashantamasinam akuntamedasam Munim nipo bhagavato abhupetta. Pranamma murdna avihita kritanjali Natta gira sunirtaya anva prichat. Prashantam asinam makuntamedasam. Munim nipo bhagavato abhupetta. Pranamma murdna avihita kritanjali Natta gira sunitaya anva prichat Prasantam asinam makuntamedasam Munim nipo bhagavato abhupetta Pranamma murdna avihita kritanjali Natva gira sunitaya anva prichat. Please chant. Prasantamasinam akuntamedasam Nipo bhagavato bhupetta Pranamma murdna vihita kritanjali Prashantamasinam akuntamedasam Munim nipo bhagavato munimipo bhagavato anupi pranamya murdna vihita kitanjali natta gira sunitaya anvichat. Mothers, prasantamasinam akuntamedasam munim nipo bhagavato abhupeta pranamma murdna vihita kritanjali natta gira sunitaya anvritichat. Prashantam, perfectly pacified. Ashinam, sitting. Akunta, without hesitation. Medhasam, one who has sufficient intelligence. Munim, unto the great sage. Nripaha, the king, Maharaj Parikshit. Bhagavataha, the great devotee, Abhupetta, approaching him, pranamma, bowing down, murdna, his head, abhihita, properly, krita anjali, with folded hands, natva, politely, gira, by words, sunittaya, in sweet voices, anva prichat, inquired. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The sage Sri Sukhdev Goswami sat perfectly pacified, intelligent and ready to answer any question without hesitation. The great devotee Maharaj Parikshit approached him, offered his respects by bowing before him and politely inquired with sweet words and folded hands. So sweet. Purport. The gesture now adopted by Maharaj Parikshit of questioning a master is quite befitting in terms of spiritual injunctions. Scriptural injunctions. The scriptural injunction is that one should humbly approach a spiritual master to understand the transcendental science. Maharaj Parikshit was now prepared for meeting his death, and within the very short time, for 7 days, he was to know the process of entering the kingdom of God. In such important cases, one is required to approach a spiritual master. There is no necessity of approaching a spiritual master unless one is in need of solving the problems of life. One who does not know how to put questions before the spiritual master has no business seeing him. And the qualification of the spiritual master is perfectly manifested in the person of Sukadev Goswami. Both the spiritual master and the disciple, namely Sri Sukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, attained perfection through the medium of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadev Goswami learned Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, Vyasdev, but he had no chance to recite it. Interesting. This is the first time recitation of Bhagavatam. That is also previously one chapter Prabhupada talks, I think first canto 9 chapter, that's right. First canto 9 chapter Prabhupada talks that Sukhdev Goswami is to travel to sun planet, different heavenly planet, talked about Vedas, Mahabharata, Ramayans, but not Bhagavatam. So he reassuring in this purport again. Before Maharaj Parikshit, he recited Srimad Bhagavatam and answered the questions of Maharaj Parikshit unhesitantly. Thus both the master and the disciple got salvation. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namo Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Saddaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitangsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripa Sindubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So when I read this purport this morning, I thought of three topics are very important that Prabhupada gave us so much, how it's relevant. So first topic is, what is the importance of guru and shishya, disciple? Is our relationship eternally with guru or with Krishna? Then why guru comes in the middle of guru, disciple and Krishna? I was just creating some question myself, intriguing way. Then question comes, because Prabhupada's whole purport, he emphasized the importance of perfect guru and perfect disciple. Not just guru and disciple. The perfect guru, perfect disciple. What are the qualifications? So we'll discuss a few minutes on that. And also another one, that how Parikshit Maharaj, before he heard the news that he got cursed, this is a very nice important point, that he regretted. He acknowledged his mistake and he appreciated the whole scenery, that how Krishna is so kind. Now, in my case, maybe not every instance I can appreciate because I may not see the favorable scenery there, But then if we take shelter of senior devotees, then they can translate our scenery into positive, favorable to bhakti. So Parikshit Maharaj found the favorable when he got the curse. Can you imagine somebody just reported that you will be killed in 7 days? And he immediately appreciated Krishna. Means no resentment. This is what the problem with the 99.9% people in this world. They have a resentment. They are frustrated with their life. If I am frustrated with my life, that means I am not agreeing with the person who is sanctioning everything happening in my life. It's Krishna. This is one thing Parikshit Maharaj never accused. Rather, he saw Krishna is the cure of all the things happened in his life. So nice. So just to catch up where we are, upon hearing the curse, Maharaj Parikshit, who remained unfazed and equipoised, graciously embraced the news of his imminent death and detached himself from the world. He humbly accepted his mistake and proceeded to the bank of the Ganges, where he sat in meditation with a vow to fast until death. Sages gathered there under the pretense of pilgrimage, though in actuality they could foresee that a historic spiritual dialogue would ensue. They sat in anticipation and bowed to exclusively discuss spiritual topics until Maharaj Parikshit's last breath. At that time, Sukhdev Goswami, the powerful son of Vyasdev, appeared. And the whole description of his appearance will be there next few weeks. It's so nice. So I won't talk about it. And commanded the respect of spiritual giant. He accepted the exalted position or seat of honor, ready to answer any question posed. So Maharaj Parikshit stepped forward, expressed his great fortune, and offered heartfelt prayers to Sukhdev Goswami. Acutely aware of his impending death, the king begged for guidance at this most crucial time, confronted with the final exam of life. Everybody knows what the final exam of life? What do you do? Very good. Thank you. He said, I have only 7 days to live. The king said, what should I do? So I remember many years back, I made a little note. Why question? Because Bhagavad Gita began with question. Bhagavatam began with question. Most of our literature, Vedic literature, began with question. First thing, why question is so important? Of course, Bhagavatam, you all know, there are 6 questions, and I'm sure you all are familiar, but I'll just refresh in case some point we forgot. So I found a very interesting poem that it says that when you ask a question, that question reflects 4 things. What you are thinking at this time in your life, what you need, what you are aware of yourself, and where you are focusing in life or absorbed in life. These 4 things, so therefore question is very important. Now, this Bhagavatam, whole Bhagavatam, 18,000 prose and poems, fifth canto mostly prose, because we do Bhakti Japa Sangha group. I give classes every Sunday. They have so many proses, fifth canto, we're still doing it. But mostly it's poems, very nice. Gadda and Padda. So these are the six questions. What was the first question the sages asked Suta Goswami? He should explain what is most beneficial for humanity or religion that satisfies three persons. They didn't say it, but in the purport I picked up from Prabhupada. Munaya sadhu prishtaham, this is the question they asked. Munaya sadhu prishtaham bhavadvi lokamangalam japkrita samprasna jayatma suprasiddhati. The questions that we should ask when we meet or we converse related to Krishna. First thing, any question related to Krishna pleases Krishna. That verse is so nice. Munaya sadhu prishtaham bhavadvi lokamangalam. And if it is related to Krishna, then it will benefit everybody else. Even if it is a weird question in our calculation, whatever it is. But any question related to Krishna, it will be lokamangalam. Mangal means here auspicious for the soul, not necessarily sense gratification. You will not get more money or... I want to make sure you understand this. By hearing Bhagavatam, you're not going to be materially rich. I mean, Krishna can make you, but that's not the purpose of Bhagavatam. Purpose of Bhagavatam, to reawaken our love for God and go back home and live in service with Him eternally. Yes, material benefit is there, but that's not the purpose of Bhagavatam. So it will benefit us, the speaker, the questioner, whoever is asking the question. It will please the Lord and it will benefit whole world. These three entities has to be involved, satisfied. Very nice. Second question was asked, tell us who have faith, the essence of all scripture by which the intellect is pleased. You know the verse? Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate Tad Rasamrita Trityasya. Bhagavatam is the only scripture can claim, or you can say the essence of Veda. Veda is like a tree, but you may be in love with the banana tree or mango tree, but that's not the main purpose you have a banana tree or a mango tree. The fruit, mango. If you forget to take the fruit, you really wasted time. The fruit of the Veda is Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedanta Saram, essence of all conclusion of Vedanta. Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate. And then third question was, you should tell us who desire to hear the purpose of Krishna's appearance from Mother Devaki. Now, Prabhupada put Devaki here, mentioned another name of Mother Yashoda. Like a Brajavasi talks. Prabhupada didn't say that he's Brajavasi, but he said this. He said, Devaki is another name of Yashoda. Okay, that's so sweet. Means he wants to always address the Brajendranandana Krishna. So, we must know that why Krishna appears. The three reasons. Every time Tamahar Prabhu give class, or I should say most of his classes, he has to mention one time about three purpose of God appears. It's very nice. The famous verse, Paritranaya Sadhunam, everybody together, Vinashaya Cha Duskritam, Dharma Sangsthapanarthaya, Sambhavami Juge Juge. Very good. These three reasons. And the fourth question, describe the pastime of Krishna who has all the avatars within him. He is avatari. Which verse in Bhagavatam is called Paribhashya Sutra? I remember Shesha Prabhu, couple years back, before pandemic, one class he mentioned the Jiva Goswami Pad's comment on this verse. It was very nice. Can somebody guess? No. Ete chansa kala pumsa krishnas. Very good. Thank you, Mother Madhumati. You are better half, so you get it. Ete chansa kala pumsa krishnas tu bhagavan sayam. Indriyari ve kalam lukam mriyayanti juge juge. This is very sweet verse. This has unlimited explanation, but we should remember that verse is like a sunlight, illuminates the entire topics, any topics. Whether it is atheistic or theistic, it doesn't matter. Everything in Bhagavatam illuminated because Krishna is the center of Bhagavatam. It's so nice. The fifth question was, describe the stories of the avatars. And of course, there are so many verses on that. But mostly, we have to focus on the six avatars. Ramanuja Acharya says, every disciple must remember this. If they don't remember, they cannot advance. It scared me. And he said, four things you should remember to escape, or how do you say, avoid offensive nature. And six topics we must remember. First is para, buha, vaibhava, antarjami, and Sri Vigramurti, and Granta, holy name. These six forms, every disciple, Ramanujacharya says, every day must remember in order to progress. Para means the ocean, Krishna is ocean. How many incarnations, how many waves in the ocean? Anybody knows?
Unlimited.
That's a good answer, perfect. So Krishna is the ocean, he is not a waves, but waves comes from him, and goes back where? To him. So when Krishna appears, all the incarnation within him, Prabhupada writes in first canto, Adilila chapter 146 verse, you can see in the purport, beautiful explanation Prabhupada gives, how all these unlimited incarnation within Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they pops and again disappears in him, and they are eternally there at the same time. For an example, you don't imagine Nisingadev dancing with Radharani. I hope not. But Nisingadev's mood is there in Krishna, because Nisingadev also exists in Brajananda. When Vasudev Maharaj was bringing Krishna crossing the river, in Nectar of Devotion says that almost Krishna fell in the Jamuna, and Vasudev Maharaj was crying like anything, desperate. Then of course, because Jamuna Devi wants to do bathing, abhishek, Jagamaya arranging. And of course he got and he started crying. Then all of a sudden he sees the jackals. So many fox and jackals howling. I don't know if anybody ever heard. In Mayapur early days, I remember there used to be jackals. Nowadays maybe not, because too many population, devotees, wonderful. But all days, I remember there was jackals all around. Early morning you can hear them nearby. But the jackal actually has not an auspicious sound. They're like a little scared. But those jackals were like trying to attack, because they are all big, big demons. They literally like heard the news from their source that absolute truth appeared. And somehow or other they figured it out, any movement anywhere. Nishite tama adbhute jayamane janardane. That verse explained that everything was dead sleep, except Vasudev Maharaj was moving with Krishna. Everything was dead sleep. So that time, all these demon came, but then from nowhere, a big lion just appeared, roar like this. And all the jackal ran out of fear. They have no idea, all eaten by that lion. Do you know who is that lion?
Nishingadev.
Yeah, Nishingadev. He comes to Mangalarti, Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Chaitamita. Every day, Mangalarti, he comes in Navadvip from Nishingapalli to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mangalarti. That's very nice. But it didn't say he will come in a Nishingadev form. He may come in a form that you are familiar. Oh, the devotee didn't show up. Oh, he is here. But could be Nishingadev. He takes the form of a devotee. And the number six, tell us the shelter of dharma, religion, now that Krishna has departed. Would you like to guess what verse? The famous verse of Dibbanga Prabhu. He always quotes this. Yeah? Somebody was saying. Krishna Sadharma Sagate. Then? Krishna Sadharma Pagate Dharma Genadi Vishaha. Then? Who appeared?
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Like a son. Puranarka Dhanudita. Thank you. So this is the question answer. The whole Bhagavatam is based on these six. So it should be understood that the answer to these six questions, along with some related matters, constitute the entire Bhagavatam. So I will discuss a little bit about Prabhupada stretching so much about the importance of Guru and disciple. 11th canto Bhagavatam, 7th chapter, you can read. The Krishna talks about Guru. So important. And you know who is the first Guru you have before Prabhupada? Huh?
Your mother and father?
Yeah. These are all good. But over there, if you read 11th canto, 7th chapter, you will see Krishna repeated this, the soul is his first guru. Even Prabhupada tells me to chant, if I don't want to chant, I won't chant. It makes sense? Prabhupada is wonderful, he's so merciful, but he cannot force. We have our free choice, free will. So Krishna says the soul is the first guru.
You mean super soul?
No, the soul, you, not Krishna. Krishna is origin guru, but here Krishna gave a very good logic. When Uddhava declared that he himself taken shelter of Krishna, this is conversation between Uddhava and Krishna. And he said, I will follow all the instruction you have given. You are my only shelter, you are my only friend, you are my object of love. When he submitted like this, Krishna told him to go to Badrinath, Badrikashram. That time Krishna replied after hearing everything, oh Uddhava, the jiva soul, living entity, is his own guru. Within this human body, now there is 8,400,000 species. Which species is the most dear to Krishna? Human body. Human body. You please read 11th chapter, 11th canto, 7th chapter. And I'll tell you the verse even. Krishna says, amongst all the species, all the body made, human body is dearest to me. Because it can give 10 things. Cows need to be protected. Cow's body need to be protected, that is true. But cow's body cannot get self-realization. Human body, you can get self-realization. You can literally awake your love for the Lord. So now, I'm going to summarize because of the time. I'm always running out of time. That we put our faith, if you really examine your heart, where do you put your faith? God-given intelligence in spiritual path. Why you are here in the temple? Because you decided, you choose to come, to hear. Whatever reason, to see the Lord, to associate with the devotees. So, Krishna will reveal that to us. If God-given intelligence, we are situated rightly to to awaken our love for God, then Krishna will reveal that to us. And if it is not, Krishna will also reveal that also. So rather than asking whether our guru is genuine, we ask whether I am genuine. Do I want a guru who will show me the way? Or do I want a guru who will sanction my way? I don't have to elaborate this. I'm sure you all are intelligent. You can figure it out. If we are genuine, then Krishna will surely guide us towards a genuine guru who will ultimately take us to him. Now, Krishna is the one who told us to go to guru. It is not the guru tell us to go to guru. It is Krishna. Krishnam Bande Jagat Gurum. Nityananda Prabhu's Vyasadeva's appearance in Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'm doing seminar on Chaitanya Bhagavat for last 1 month. It will go on another month probably. Every day one chapter. It's sweet, very sweet. And Pundarik Danidhi Prabhu did a very nice. And I thank him and Bhumipati Prabhu. It's very wonderful. But in Chaitanya Bhagavat, many topics about Guru Tattva also came. And I learned many things. Very interesting. What is Guru's role? The Guru does not come in between Krishna and us. But he is sent by Krishna to come in between, to remove those anarthas that blocking our perception and our submission. Because there is a wall built between Krishna and us. We both are inside this body. So I'll paraphrase like what I understood from Bhakti Siddhanta Sotagur commentary. We are not this body. Yes or no? We are this body or yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Then where am I? Inside the body. Who else inside the body? Krishna. Krishna. Let's talk about Krishna. Because this third verse, he did not say super soul. He said that Lord Chaitanya is the super soul right now. Jat Adyaita Brahma Upanishadi Tadupashyatanuva Ja Atma Antarjami Purusha Sahasangsa Vibhava Sara Isharja Purna Bhagavan Ja Sayamayam Na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Pratatta Paramiha. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is the super soul right now. So we'll talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That verse is glorifying that he is all pervading Brahman, he is super soul, he is Bhagavan, all in one package, one substance, vastu. Vedam vastavam atra vastu. If we can understand this vastav vastu, the real spiritual transcendental substance, then what will happen? You will awaken love for God and the material misery will be uprooted instantly. So here he says that Guru comes and he will dissolve the misconception and misconceived desires that we have in our heart. Soul and super soul are neighbors in the heart. But there is a wall of misconception. What is that misconception? Soul thinks I am an independent being. I am this body. This morning Mother Nanda read, every day we read after Mangalarti, or in between Mangalarti I would say. And I can enjoy at the body level based on the misconception. They are misconceived, misdirected desires. And these misdirected desires takes soul's consciousness away from Krishna. You know what is the problem with the poison? Drinking poison? So many songs, Nottam Dastagur. Helae, Bishok Hainu, so many songs of poison. Why poison is bad? Because poison separates not the soul, but the physical body from the subtle body. So you cannot do any sadhana. So he regrets that. Why he regrets? How is it related to this? Because like a poison separates the physical body from the subtle body, sense gratification separate the soul from the super soul or Krishna. That's why sense gratification is like a deadly poison. It is not the bodily needs we are against. Krishna consciousness is not against bodily needs. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, all right. But obsession, the whole world, 99.9999%, are obsessed on these bodily needs, bodily demands. As a result, they are actually away from Krishna consciousness. They will never become Krishna consciousness because it separates the soul from the super soul. Very interesting. So three things in this body. I am inside the body, Krishna is inside the body, and our relationship inside the body also. Can I see? No. Who can see? Guru. Therefore, Krishna says, tad viddhi pranipatena, not physically only bowing down. He has to show me these three entities, myself, Krishna, and our relationship. I am not seeing it. Therefore, that flow of vision has to flow from Guru's heart to my heart. It is not a calculation, head-to-head connection. It is not a rituals only. It is spiritual in a sense, heart, from the heart of Prabhupada, it has to transmit to the Shiksha disciple Pran Govinda Das. When that transmission takes place, how to identify, otherwise we may miss it. So because I cannot, okay, first I'm coming to this point. Why Pranipat, Pariprasna and Shevaya? Three things are important in Guru Tattva. And the whole purport Prabhupada gave is all about Guru Tattva. Pranipat means I do not know, I cannot see, I really completely blind. You know, you can see, please bestow to me. So I remain always at the feet, at your lotus feet. This is called Pranipat. This is nice, very nice explanation. Why Pariprasna? Why inquisitive? Why question has to be there? Submission is not enough? No. Because he is giving, Krishna or Guru, Prabhupada is giving, what he is seeing, what he is giving, am I seeing, am I following that? No. Then I have to inquire, is this what I supposed to see? Is this the progression advancing or I'm going down, Gurudev? So inquisitiveness has to be 24 hours a day with the pranipat, submission. He's showing me, if somebody show me something, am I seeing it? I have to reconfirm. Therefore, pariprasna. The way Krishna put that verse, Bhagavad Gita, I mentioned this before also, I love Bhagavad Gita, I do. I really love Bhagavad Gita more than anything. I mean, Bhagavatam is of course my respectful, but still Bhagavad Gita is like a foundation. So he says, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasna, then shevaya. So shevaya, I look at this way. One time, many years back, Jiva Goswami Pad gave one explanation in Bhakti Sandarbha. If you go to doctor and you tell the doctor your sickness and doctor check, examine. Okay, now you understood. Is that enough? No. I now know what's the problem with me. Doctor identify, he diagnose, but he has to prescribe the medicine. Is it? Is that enough? No. We have to take the medicine. So Sevaya has to be there in order for me to see that what he's explaining, am I seeing it, and the progress is made. These three things has to be aligned every day. Because of the time, I'm going to stop there. There's so much discussion on this. But I'll jump on this Sukhdev Goswami's. Parikshit Maharaj's, I have to touch it because otherwise Prabhupada also made this very nice point. That first verse, if you look at it, see how it is. Mahipatista atha tatkarma grayam. Okay, I'm going to just read the translation of Prabhupada because of the time. Sri Suta Goswami says, while returning home, King Maharaj Parikshit felt that the act he had committed against the faultless and powerful Brahmana was heinous and uncivilized. Consequently, he was distressed. See, there's a problem I had all along in my life, in this spiritual path. I could not see somebody actually more advanced than me. I mean, I know Shesha Prabhu helped me many times in my life, Tomohar Prabhu helped me, many senior devotees, Mother Mantrini helped me, many devotees helped, and I respect them. But what about the others? I had a problem. Guna adhikam mudam lipshet. Bhagavatam says, guna adhikam mudam lipshet. Do you feel happy, Pran Govinda Das, when you see other has a better understanding? If I don't, then I'm not progressing. Anukrashamat guna adhamat. If I see somebody needs help and my heart is not going, then I'm not advancing either. Three way to check. You know that verse in fourth canto, very profound by... Anyway, the whole discussion, I'm just scared of going that route. So, this is very interesting. Parikshit Maharaj did not even get the news, but he immediately contemplated. And if we do not contemplate, Prabhupada made a very important point. Another Bhagavad Gita, is a 6.8. It's a Jnana Vijnana Triptatma. Jnana Vijnana Triptatma. If Jnana does not become Vijnana, then you'll never be satisfied or purified or transformed. So Jnana has to become Vijnana, then you will become satisfied through the transformation. So how Jnana will become Vijnana? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, he says, when we hear, we must reflect again and again and again. I like, what's his name? Vaishashikra. They're like intermingled. Vaishashik Prabhu, he always says, so what are you taking away? What is your reflection? He's not asking you question. He wants you to really get purified, indirectly saying that for your benefit, he's asking this question. If we cannot anything retain what we heard, then acquired knowledge stays here. Reflection, contemplation, it goes to the head. Without head, it will never enter into the heart. And without entering into the heart, consciousness has no connection. Right now I'm sitting here. How do I connect to the world? Through the consciousness. How do I connect to Krishna? Through the consciousness. Consciousness is the route to connect. This thinking, feeling, willing. And Prabhupada says, heart is the center of consciousness. So if the heart has to transform, the consciousness has to be transformed. What I think, what I am aware, what is my attitude, what is my character? Am I developing devotional attitude, respective attitude? I ask myself every day nowadays, if I don't, then what is the purpose? I'm still prisoner in this material world. Pure devotee means their devotional attitude, their affection for the innocent automatically arise because they have love for the Lord. So like this, Parikshit Maharaj, I'm going to end here. Parikshit Maharaj did a wonderful first four sloka in this chapter. It's like a illuminating heart. Anybody, and of course, you might say that if somebody's heart is transformed, where is the evidence? Evidence is very easy. You have two things on you. That attachment to Krishna, detachment from the matter. It's you can examine yourself, each of us. We cannot examine others, but we can examine our own heart. And Parikshit Maharaj is the ideal example of doing this. I wish we could talk more, but the time limit. I have another class at 9 o'clock, so I'm going to. Would you like to say, what are you going to take away?
Start seeing people better than you, and then the soul is the guru first too, and you
Very good. Thank you. Okay, anyone would like to contribute anything? Otherwise, I'll end here. I'm going to rush for my next class. Shila Prabhupada ki jai, samasta Vaishnavrinda ki jai, vancha kalpataru vishya kipa sandhavecha. Patitanam pavanebho Vaishnavebho namo namo, Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna, Krishna, Govinda.